Hey, it's Mike Evans. People care about three things when buying a vehicle. Number one, price. Siltahar Motors has the best prices and financing options that fit everyone's current credit and financial situation. Get zero down and 0% financing for 72 months. Number two, selection. Siltahar's five dealers in one offering Ford, Lincoln, Mazda, Volvo, and Maserati with hundreds of new and used cars, trucks, and SUVs on the lot. And number three, location. Siltahar's right off Highway 36 in Wadsworth, or view their entire selection online at sthmotors.com. Siltahar Motors. Get everything you want out of a dealership.
Sports Radio 104.3 The Fan. Every Saturday morning, it's Terry Wickstrom Outdoors. Terry takes you inside the outdoors. You know, hunting, fishing, camping. It's Terry Wickstrom Outdoors. Now, here's Terry.
Good morning on this, it's a sunny Saturday up in my palatial, outside my palatial studios here in Fort Collins, and I guess it's we're going to have a few days of rain coming up, and we need it. We need the moisture. We'll talk about that off and on during the show, how it's going to affect fishing, hunting, camping, and those things. We need the moisture, but there'll still be plenty of times in between the rain to get out, and we've still got lots of great days coming. Remember, the great fall, summer weather here stretches well into October, November a lot of times. So we're going to have lots of good things. We're going to talk a lot of fishing today. We're going to talk some shooting, too, getting you ready for hunting season. And we will actually talk some hunting with Nate Zielinski. So we've got a lot of ground to cover. If you enjoy this show, follow us on Facebook, Terry Wickstrom Outdoors on Facebook. We do a lot of things on our Facebook page. We set the stage a lot of times for what we're going to talk about by putting articles or reports from the field or tidbits about somebody who's coming on, or we may post a podcast from the previous week, or a television or video show from our YouTube channel. If you're in the area and you're learning to fish Colorado, you need to take a look at The Best of Fishing with Terry Wickstrom on YouTube. We did 22 seasons of television. About half those shows were filmed right in your backyard here. A number of them were filmed, you know, Costa Rica, Alaska, the Arctic Circle. We traveled the world. But about half of them were filmed right here in your backyard. And we're going to talk about some of the lakes that are on those shows today. Speaking about that, let's go right to the phones. And joining us is Austin Parr. Good morning, Austin.
Good morning, Terry. Thanks for having me.
Oh, always great. You're a tremendous resource. You know, everybody talks about the dog days of summer. And sometimes fishing gets tougher in some lakes. Sometimes it just gets different. And then there's always the altitude, the higher mountain lakes and rivers in Colorado. So really, there shouldn't be a dog day if you're willing to put in the time and figure out where and how you want to fish, right?
Absolutely. I mean, coming from somebody like myself that's lived in Colorado my whole life and gone through all the different types of fishing, I've often said that being a well-rounded angler, being fly fishing, conventional fishing, shore fishing, boat fishing, all of the above help to catch fish throughout the seasons and put more fish in hand throughout the entire year.
Let's talk. I want to talk about some of the other areas, but let's start with the metro. And some of the metro lakes can get tough this time of the year, and some of them are producing quite well. Kind of take me through
Absolutely.
What you're seeing there.
Yes. So I guide on both Chatfield and Cherry Creek and have been out on both of those bodies of water over the last little bit. So we'll start on Cherry Creek. So right now we're seeing a big algae bloom out there, just like we do in a lot of the Eastern Plains lakes that don't have a ton of flow this time of year. And although that can affect the fishing some, that really is not the contributing factor to why the fishing is a bit slower out there. What is the contributing factor are the gizzard shad that are the little babies that come out over the open water. So in the early part of the year, the shad will spawn, the large adult gizzard shad, and all their small babies are now in the middle of the lake in large numbers. And those walleyes are schooled up and chasing those fish. And although a lot of pictures in people's heads, like you think of saltwater fishing where you find the big bait ball and you can catch the fish underneath it, well, that's just not the case when you're dealing with just absolute insane numbers of these shad. And these walleyes pull off the structure and they suspend under them. And a lot of times the trolling can be very good. But right now at Cherry Creek, we're experiencing a lot of grass that has released from the south end. And it is really fouling up planer boards going across the main portion of the lake. So it's been pretty challenging out there.
Yeah, and Cherry Creek is different. Now, some of the lakes in Colorado, you can fish those shad boils for white bass and wipers and some walleyes under them. But Cherry Creek just has an insane amount. And it's always been a tough end of summer, August, July type lake. Then it can get better again in the fall. What about Chatfield?
Yes. So Chatfield, we're a little bit different right now. So we're still having a lot less shad in Chatfield than you'd be seeing in a place like Cherry Creek. So the fish are still sitting on a lot of our main lake structure points. And what I mean by that are your roadbeds, that you have your different main lake humps. And with that being an old gravel pit, there's lots of edges of the gravel pits that are submerged out there. And if you can use your sonar to find those types of fish on those edges, you can really make a lot of hay and catch a lot of fish with things like a jig and a leech, a jig and a crawler, but also things like a Johnny Darter or a Johnson Thin Fisher blade bait, which are both some of my favorite techniques. And especially with a few shad in the lake, but not crazy numbers, those bait fish imitations are fantastic. And then slipping over to the smallmouth, that's a nice secondary option or first option, depending upon who you talk to out there. But the topwater action has been fantastic. Things like whopper ploppers and casting small poppers could be good. But then even things like Senkos have been very productive for those smallmouth along the rocks, which give a shore angler a great opportunity rather than trying to hit these main offshore structure points.
Well, you know, talk about those main off structure. I fish both the smallmouth and the walleyes on the edges of those gravel pits. And what I used to find is if you were out early in the morning, they'd be kind of right on top of the edge of the gravel pit. And then on a calm day, as the sun came up, they'd slide down the edge a little bit. Is that what you find?
Definitely. And making sure you have a down imaging turned on your sonar rather than just the standard 2D helps to pick up those fish that are right on the edge that just the edge of your sonar cone is being able to see.
You're right, because otherwise all you're going to see is the highest point on your sonar, which would be
just a little bump coming up on the side.
Yeah, which would be the edge. You know, one lake we haven't talked about in a while, and I haven't talked to you about this for a while. What's happening at Aurora?
So Aurora Reservoir, there are no shad in that lake. You're dealing with the main forage base being yellow perch. And that lake's also very unique in how deep and clear it is versus some of these other metro impoundments. So a lot of the walleyes are being caught even in as deep as 40 feet of water out there, which is definitely something that is very foreign when you're talking about especially Cherry Creek. But going in and pulling around bottom bouncers and crawlers has honestly been the best bet out there, although some folks have been catching some suspended fish on perch crankbaits like a shad wrap or a flicker shad, utilizing lead core and then obviously still that electric motor as well. And then there's some really fantastic trout fishing in that lake due to the fact that they can get underneath that heat and the surface of the water and get down deeper. But if you're running those flicker shads on that lead, you'll often catch trout well over 20 inches.
Yeah, I know. It's a tremendous fishery, Aurora is, both from shore and a boat, and it fishes so different than the other lakes. It's, of course, electric motors only. It really gives an option, but it's great for shore. I want to go back to Chatfield. Have you heard much about the catfish there?
I typically don't. Every once in a while, I talk to anglers that go out and have a little bit of success here and there. But as far as the catfish are concerned, unfortunately, I do not have a fantastic report on those guys. But I think largely due to the fact that a lot of people are just simply not targeting them with a degree of a lot of other people are casting out there and they're trying for them. But I mean, really targeting them, I don't hear of a lot of people doing it.
Well, you know, all through the Front Range, there's quite a few catfish, and you know,
yes.
We get these hot days. You know, it's a great going out in the evening, just as it's getting dark when it's cooling off, and a lot of times the storms have rolled through already and set up on shore, and you can sometimes get some very large catfish. Let's head up into the mountains a little bit. I know you were up there with a good friend of ours, Chad LaChance, filming for his television show yesterday. What did you see up there?
Had a great day up there, getting up out of the heat. We started off up on Joe Wright Reservoir, which is a very fun body of water, and we went and were throwing small jigging wraps for grayling. And as crazy as that sounds, a lot of people think that grayling only eat little bugs, but they're a very excitable fish. And throwing, it's in the same exact way we fish for walleyes, but the little small size 3 jigging wraps, we made hay on grayling. In about an hour and a half, we had 30 fish in hand and had our TV show shot. So casting them out, letting them sink down and snapping them back up and letting it fall and repeating that process all the way back from shore was very effective yesterday for those grayling. But there's many different ways you can catch those fish, too.
Well, the grayling, too. You were fishing from shore, or did you have some kind of a craft?
We were from shore.
Yeah, and, you know, that's such an incredible lake. People don't realize that lake really hasn't been. It's the end of June before that lake thaws out, and those fish are still coming back from the spawn. There's both grayling and cutthroat trout in that lake. They're just coming back in that river. In fact, you can't even fish that river because the spawning fish till, what, the 1st of August? Is that right?
1st of August, yeah. And basically the whole design of how that closure sits there is just to make sure that those fish don't get touched in the inlet at all, because all of those fish almost at once will move up into that inlet area, at least the grayling. And the state utilizes that lake like they do Chatfield or Cherry Creek for walleyes, but they net the grayling in the river, artificially inseminate the eggs, and then stock them in various other places, like on the Grand Mesa or in the Flat Tops or at Pearl Lake near Steamboat.
You know, and another great way, if you're not a, you can, you know, get snagged a little bit fishing like a jigging wrap or a Johnny Darter. It's a great way to catch fish. You can catch them on little spinners, too, and small spoons,
yes.
But they do have a small mouth. A fly is still a great way to catch them, but a fly rod from shore will catch them, but I've always found that they're always about 20 feet beyond my cast of a fly rod from shore, so I'll go out in a float tube or a canoe or a kayak. But if you take a fly in a bubble at Joe Wright from shore, you can get good casting distance. It's very easy to rig. In fact, if you go to my YouTube channel, The Best of Fishing with Terry Wickstrom, there are two shows on Joe Wright. And one of them, I just stand on shore with a fly in a bubble, a little green nymph below the bubble. You could use a little green caddis nymph or a small elk hair caddis. Use small flies, and you can catch fish all day long and never move from a spot. You'll see them rising, and you'll see them stop rising. But it's really easy to do, and it's a great place for people to go and just have fun.
Absolutely, and it's something, too, where that lake right now, it is a water source lake for, I believe, Fort Collins, but that lake will get drawn down significantly in the fall, which gives a fly fisherman a bit more opportunity from shore, at least on back cast. Right now, we're on full pool, so trying to get any kind of distance with a roll cast can be challenging, so that's really where that fly in a bubble comes in, at least if you're standing on shore.
And you know what? There's nothing wrong with harvesting a few of those grayling. They're very prolific in that lake. There's a lot of them. If you want to experience taking a different fish home, they probably could stand to be called out a little bit.
There's a lot of small ones up there, and that's part of the reason why they've done tiger muskie stocking up there. And then they've also stocked a handful of female lake trout that get large and can eat those grayling, but then obviously are not reproducing. So that is certainly something that harvesting a few of those grayling is not going to hurt anything at all up there.
Now, you also told me you fished the Laramie River when you were up there yesterday. How did that go?
We did. Yeah, so we adjusted, and Chambers Lake had a lot of crowds. Laramie had a few, but less than Chambers. And the Laramie was quite productive. Certainly one thing I can say is if you're heading up there, the bug spray can be very effective. There's a lot of mosquitoes. But we utilized a brand-new bait from Berkeley that's called a Berkeley Hit Stick. And it is designed to mimic the action of a balsa crankbait at about half the price. And also, it's plastic, so it's much more durable, and you're not breaking lips off on them. But we were running little size 5 and size 7 hit sticks in the river and catching some very nice little brown trout. But that river up there is gorgeous. There's certainly access in Wyoming. There's access in Colorado right there as well. And you could fly fish that, dry dropper central up there. You can get after them with a little humpy or a little small Stelcups hopper, and a PMD nymph down below, or a caddis for that matter. But we were utilizing the Berkeley baits and getting some great reaction strikes from some gorgeous 14 to 16-inch browns.
Well, and it's a river I don't think that gets the attention of some of the other rivers near. You know, that whole area, Joe Wright, Chambers, North Michigan, the rivers that flow around North Michigan, Laramie River. There's just a great area, and, you know, it's you take Highway 14 up that canyon, and there's a lot of opportunities, and with people getting out, they can spread out a little bit more up there. Austin, we're out of time. If people want to talk to you, get more information, how do they find you?
So I'm at Discount Fishing Tackle, which is just south of Evans in Denver. You can always talk to me there, but walleye93@gmail.com gets me direct.
All right, and of course you guide on a lot of local lakes, so not only can you give information, but you can take people out and teach them. Austin, thank you
so
much for joining us, as always. Great information.
Thank you, Terry. I certainly appreciate it.
You're listening to Terry Wickstrom Outdoors on 104.3 The Fan.
Hey, it's Mike Evans. People care about three things when buying a vehicle. Number one, price. Siltahar Motors has the best prices and financing options that fit everyone's current credit and financial situation. Get zero down and 0% financing for 72 months. Number two, selection. Siltahar's five dealers in one offering Ford, Lincoln, Mazda, Volvo, and Maserati with hundreds of new and used cars, trucks, and SUVs on the lot. And number three, location. Siltahar's right off Highway 36 in Wadsworth, or view their entire selection online at sthmotors.com. Siltahar Motors, get everything you want out of a dealership.